With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Authorities say a gunman shot three people at a food court in downtown Atlanta before then getting shot by a police officer. Police say all four people who were shot today at the Peachtree Center food court are expected to survive, and that includes the gunman. The mayor, Andre Dickens, praised the responding officer who wounded the gunman. He said things could have been much worse without the officer's intervention. Jurors in Hunter Biden's federal gun trial have found him guilty.
Hunter Biden has been convicted of all three felony charges related to the purchase of a gun in 2018 when prosecutors argued the president's son lied on a mandatory gun purchase form by saying he was not illegally using or addicted to drugs. Jurors found Hunter Biden guilty of lying to a federally licensed gun dealer, making a false claim on the application by saying he was not a drug user and illegally having the gun for 11 days. He faces up to 25 years in prison when he is sentenced. I'm Julie Walker.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says Hamas has replied to a plan for a Gaza ceasefire.
We're in receipt of this reply that Hamas delivered to Qatar and to Egypt. And we are evaluating it right now. And I think that's really as far as I'm going to go today, just that that we have this response and we're working our way through it and looking at it.
The UN Security Council on Monday overwhelmingly approved its first resolution endorsing the ceasefire plan. Gas prices once again on the decline across the country.
There are still schools in session. There's a lot of traditions in the month of June. July and August are when we tend to see gasoline demand peak. There could be price increases down the road, again, associated with that rise in demand, should it be significant. But June is really kind of the calm before the storm of summer travel.
And that is Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan. This is SRN News. Iraqi Christians mark 10 years since the coming of ISIS.
When the Muslim terror group seized the city of Mosul and the surrounding Nineveh plain, about 13,000 Christian families fled. A decade later, with ISIS gone, thousands of believers have returned to the region and restarted their lives. But many will never return, and those living in Mosul now have to keep an eye on their Muslim neighbors, many of whom were ISIS supporters. Christians make up about 1% of the Iraqi population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers have approved legislation that would rename a New York City subway station in honor of gay activists who rioted at a homosexual club in 1969. The bill would change the name of the Sheridan Square stop in Greenwich Village to the Stonewall National Monument Station. The Stonewall Inn was raided by police in June of 1969, sparking a riot and several days of demonstrations. Homosexual activists say it was the beginning of the national gay rights movement. This is SRN News. A new study indicates elephants have their own names, as Ben Thomas explains.
Elephants speak in low rumbles, and newly published research suggests they call each other and respond to unique names. This audio, captured by study author Michael Pardo, is of an elephant researchers call Margaret, hearing a recorded call containing her name and calling back immediately. Colorado State's George Wittemeyer, a study co-author, says elephants will often respond en masse to a call from the matriarch.
And then other times she gives seemingly a very similar call,
but
nobody will react to the call except for a single elephant.
I'm Ben Thomas.
And scientists say the use of personal names is something only a few wild animals do. Baby dolphins said to invent their own names called signature whistles, and parrots may also use names. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.